KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community. And we've been really happy over the last couple of decades to shine a spotlight on a nonprofit organization that does great work in our community and beyond, REAP, or a Renewable Energy Alaska Project. And REAP is gearing up to another speaker series. It's an energy speaker series this fall. And four segments coming up on Wednesdays. And the first one is on October the 18th. So it's just around the corner. It's not a year from now. It's just around the corner, really. And the lead speaker on that one, the presenter, is Dr. Anthony Scott. He is REAP's Director of Economic and Regulatory Affairs. And he's with us this morning. Anthony, welcome to the Morning Line program.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
So the first in the speaker series is titled Chugach Rate Case, How Your Electric Rates Are About to Change. Well, I'm sure anybody that's got an electric razor is interested in that, or a toaster, but I don't know what a rate case is.
Yeah, most people don't. It's fairly obscure. So unlike most businesses, electric utilities are rate regulated, which means they can't change their rates unless they ask permission. And they have to ask permission from the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, which is a state agency.
Why is that?
Well, electric utilities are monopolies.
They're nonprofits.
Well, they may be nonprofits. Some of our electric utilities in the state are nonprofits. We have others that are actually for-profit.
Sure. But
Chugach Electric is a nonprofit. Our state statute provides that they will be regulated unless their members ask for them to not be. And all of our cooperative electric utilities in the Rail Belt, their members have periodically been asked to vote on this, and they all have asked that they continue to be rate regulated, to have the RCA have oversight over the rates.
That the membership says we are for oversight.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is different because this isn't like federal antitrust legislation or anything. This is anti-monopoly, just a statute in the state.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And all states have similar statutes, actually. Every state in the country has got a state commission which regulates the electricity companies and determines whether they can change their rates and, in fact, even change their hours of business. Basically, every single aspect of an electricity company's business is regulated by tariff, and to change the tariff, they have to ask for permission from the state agency.
Which is hopefully not as Orwellian as it sounds.
Well, it probably depends on who you ask.
Your perspective. Sure.
Yeah. So I think one of the reasons why consumers want oversight is because there are important questions about who pays how much of the overall required revenue. So to keep the business going, the business needs to collect a certain amount of money,
mm-hmm.
right, to pay for ongoing sure. operations and capital investments and so on and so forth. But you have different classes of customers, residential customers, small businesses, large businesses, street lighting, that kind of thing, and how the revenue requirement gets divided up between customer classes can be quite contentious. And the Regulatory Commission provides a forum in which those sorts of questions can be adjudicated and fairly determined. So there's various anti-discrimination statutes.
And so there's a real process on how we're cutting up this pie.
That's right. Yeah, it creates, and it's an extended process. So, in fact, the process takes usually about 450 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's longer than it takes to get a U.S. Speaker of the House.
Well, we'll see.
That's to be decided. TBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be announced. So Coming up, let's remind folks again, the first of these series is coming up on Wednesday, and this is the one that Anthony is going to be moderating or leading, and it is Wednesday, October 18th, noon to 1 on Zoom. And if you just go to, you can get all the deets, I think, if you just go to REAP's website, realaska.org.
Renewableenergyalaska.org. I'll also be joined with Marge Stoneking, who is State Director of Advocacy for AARP. AARP is also going to be intervening in the rate case to make sure that their interests are looked after as this question of who pays how much and
I'm
how
I'm glad
we
my
pay.
Cohort group is participating.
That's my cohort group, too.
So there's going to be a lot of input, and I know that on the Zoom there's going to be plenty of time for Q&A with you and the rest of the folks there. So I guess what I should ask first off is who's the target audience? Who should plan on attending this?
Well, really, I think everybody's a target audience. If you pay for
if you
use electricity at the end of the day, you pay for it, whether you do it directly or indirectly. And so this is a question which is going to directly affect everybody's pocketbooks. But it also has real key bearing, we think, on all of our economic future. That is the resilience of the Alaska economy as a whole. Anchorage's economy affects the Rail Belt's economy and frankly, the states as a whole. We are running out of natural gas in Cook Inlet.
Hence, this is why Renewable Energy Alaska Project is involved in this whole schmeal.
That's exactly right. And so our interest in intervening in the rate case is really to promote rate structure that encourages people to make investments in energy efficiency and in their own renewable energy systems so that we can stretch out our local natural gas supplies for longer, because right now the utilities are planning to do the easy thing, which the easy thing is to import.
Just go buy stuff.
Go buy stuff, and that's importing liquefied natural gas, which is going to cost at least 50% more than our current local supplies.
So obviously the trickle-down economics of that, pardon me, is that our gas bills are going to go double. Not just our gas bills, though.
Well, that's right, because
our electric bills.
Well, our gas bills, our electric bills, and frankly, all of our goods and services.
Wow.
Because all of our economy does run on energy. Mm-hmm. We need it for pretty much everything that we do. And so we see this as a really key question about Alaska's economic resilience and going forward. And so we're interested in promoting rates that help effectuate a transition away from overdependence on natural gas. Right now, we depend more than 80% of our electricity comes from natural gas. And we think that's much too high a percentage. And we'd like to help folks reduce that dependency. And for that, we need Chugach's help. So.
It's 8:37 if you're just joining us. It is Morning Line on KMBA. Anthony Scott from Renewable Energy Alaska Project, who will be putting on the first in a series of energy talks next week via Zoom, is joining us this morning. Next week, it's going to be the title of the first of the series is Chugach Rate Case, How Your Electric Rates Are About to Change. So obviously, we've got a a shift in the model of the way the whole energy structure looks in Alaska. If we want, I mean, there's a new paradigm whether we want it to be or not. When you consider that 80% of our energy comes from natural,
80% of our electricity comes from natural gas.
Okay, so something's got to change. Something's got to give because this is not sustainable.
Well, that's right, and we're running out.
Yeah.
So the question
we're not
is,
making
we are,
any new dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's unfortunately it's a pretty slow process. So. We're at an energy crossroads.
Yeah.
We can go the route of increased and sustained dependence on imports, which are going to be much more expensive and very volatility priced. natural gas prices in the last 2 years have ranged from $80 an MCF to $6 an MCF in terms of liquefied natural gas. So that's a phenomenal amount of variation, which if it hits our consumers' pocketbooks, will be very difficult to plan for and absorb. It's a lousy business environment to be in.
What does Joe Citizen do to get involved? I mean, what impact do I have? What kind of a say do I have as far as the future of energy rates?
Yeah. Well, we're lucky in that we all are part of member-owned electric cooperatives. So if you're in Anchorage here, you're a member of Chugach Electric. And Chugach Electric is governed by an elected board. We just had recently elections for new directors. But people can participate in that process directly. So there are board meetings on a regular basis, and I really encourage people to get involved and let their directors know what kind of energy future they want.
Because these are all open meetings.
These are all open meetings. They provide an opportunity both for people to participate live. At the beginning of the meeting, there's an opportunity for people to be heard, and directors do pay attention to public participation. Mostly, people don't participate. And if people don't participate, they get the results that they get. So it's just like democracy. You have to show up.
If you don't vote, don't bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a fair thing. But if people are interested in getting involved, that is the most direct and immediate way to do so. And there are Chugach board meetings. The full board meetings happen once a month. But then there are subcommittee meetings that are happening most weeks. And people can also, excuse me, always write or email their directors. And that's just a very direct way of participating. The public can, of course, provide comments to the Regulatory Commission about this rate case, but at this point, that process in terms of what the commission pays attention to, it's mostly launched. So we're about to begin the litigation part of that process, which will involve discovery and preparing of expert testimony.
We're on chapter two now.
Exactly.
Well, before our time gets away from us, I guess I want to make sure we let folks know that the next three in the speaker series, November 1st, Jobs of the Future; November 15th, Green Banks and Solar for All. And this looks scary. 11/29, Market Failure: Why Rail Belt Utilities Need a Renewable Portfolio Standard. So lots of exciting stuff coming up and lots of ways to get involved. Again, Anthony is going to be leading the first of the series on Wednesday, noon to 1 on Zoom. RenewableEnergyAlaska.org is where you can go to find out a whole lot more. And sponsored also the series by Cook Inlet Region Incorporated. And Anthony, as we wrap up, anything else we missed or you want to add?
Well, I just really encourage people to get involved. I do hope you check out our website. We've got a lot going on. We've got many programs throughout the state delivering STEM education, increasing capacity of individuals and communities to engage in this energy transition. We are a member-based organization. We'd love to have people come check us out and join.
Okay. Anthony Scott is the Director of Economic and Regulatory Affairs for Renewable Energy Alaska Project. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thank you so much.